Chapter 7. Another Student Disappears. "Francis Stewart," said Sergeant Grant, reading Logan information from his notebook. "Called Fran by her friends. Age 25. University student. She has a room in a flat in the New Town, Drummond Place." The owner of the flat, a Mrs. Dalwhinnie, rang in a few moments ago. "Apparently, Fran went out to a party last night and she hasn't been back since. The party was at the home of one of her university teachers." "She might have just met some guy at the party," said Logan, "and gone back to his place." "I suggested that to Mrs. Dalwhinnie," said Grant, with a small smile, "and she told me at some length what is wrong with the world today. Mrs. Dalwhinnie has a loud voice and strong feelings about what is right and wrong." Logan smiled. "Apparently," Grant continued, "Fran Stewart is the perfect young lady. Her parents are friends of Mrs. Dalwhinnie, and she and Mrs. Dalwhinnie go to church together every Sunday evening. That's why Mrs. Dalwhinnie is sure that Fran is missing." Grant spoke in a different voice, obviously trying to sound like Mrs. Dalwhinnie. "My Fran would never miss a Sunday evening without telling me." Logan smiled again and stood up. "I think we'd better go and have a word with her."
"I thought you might say that," said Grant. "She's expecting us."
The New Town is the part of Edinburgh immediately north of Princes Street. It is still called the New Town, even though it is over 200 years old. In some ways, it is the most beautiful part of the city. It has wide streets and large squares with grand houses built around private parks. Mrs. Dalwhinnie's flat was in one of these big houses. Mrs. Dalwhinnie was a big woman in her late 50s. She was wearing a grey dress with a grey, pink and blue scarf around her neck. She had attractive, shoulder-length grey hair and wore half-moon glasses on the end of her rather large nose.
"I hope you're not intending to repeat any of the suggestions about Fran's behaviour that your sergeant mentioned over the phone," said Mrs. Dalwhinnie in her rather loud voice. "Just because some young people have no idea how to behave properly, it doesn't mean that everyone is the same."
"Indeed, Mrs. Dalwhinnie," said Logan. "Sergeant Grant didn't mean to suggest that Ms. Stewart would misbehave in any way. He was just exploring the possibility that there was another explanation for her disappearance." They were sitting in the living room in Mrs. Dalwhinnie's flat in Drummond Place. The room was tasteful, with expensive old-fashioned furniture, a piano in one corner, and a large desk covered with papers in another corner.
"You told Sergeant Grant that Miss Stewart went to a party last night," continued Logan.
"Yes," said Mrs. Dalwhinnie. "She went with some of her friends from university. It was at the house of someone called Kenneth Henderson. He's her research supervisor. She's not a student, you see. She's a research assistant, a very clever girl. Cleverer than her supervisor, if you ask me."
Logan smiled. "Where was the party?" she asked.
"Hope Terrace," said Mrs. Dalwhinnie, passing Logan a piece of paper. "I've written the address down here for you."
"Thank you," said Logan, taking the paper.
"What's Miss Stewart researching?" she asked.
"Something to do with computers," said Mrs. Dalwhinnie. "But I don't know too much about it."
Logan and Grant looked at each other.
"Has she ever mentioned someone called David Balfour, Dr. David Balfour?" asked Sergeant Grant.
Mrs. Dalwhinnie thought for a moment.
"I don't think so,"
she started slowly.
But it's possible. We don't talk a lot about what she does because, as I say, I don't really understand it.
Logan was quiet for a moment, thinking how strange it was that both Rutherford and Stuart were researching similar areas. Was it possible they were part of the same research program?
Did she know a girl called Claire Rutherford? Asked Grant.
You mean the girl who was found on Carlton Hill?
Yes, said Grant, nodding.
No, said Mrs. Dalwhinnie. We talked about that, of course. Fran knew who she was, but she didn't really know her.
Grant had no more questions, so he looked across at Logan.
How did Miss Stuart go to the party? Asked Logan.
She walked, said Mrs. Dalwhinnie.
Even though Claire Rutherford had recently been murdered?
Mrs. Dalwhinnie seemed to sit up even straighter.
Inspector, we cannot hide ourselves away. We cannot let a handful of criminals stop us from going about our daily lives. Fran walked everywhere in Edinburgh. It's one of the nice things about Edinburgh, don't you think? Although it's a city, it's small enough to walk just about everywhere.
Logan agreed, but she didn't say so. Instead, she asked, And would she have walked home afterwards?
Of course.
Even if it was very late? Asked Logan.
Yes, said Mrs. Dalwhinnie, looking away from Logan for the first time and out of the window. We always said that the streets of Edinburgh were safer than in other cities, Inspector. I'm just hoping we were right.
Her voice was not quite as strong as before.
Before they left, Logan asked for a photograph of Fran Stuart from Mrs. Dalwhinnie.
She also told her that they would make every effort to find the missing girl. On the pavement outside, Logan looked at her watch. It was already 7:30.
Let's go and talk to Kenneth Henderson, she said.
Then we might as well go home.